good afternoon to the Pearl Indoor Percussion, and welcome to your school. Bill Braden here from Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'm proud to make comments today about the visual portion of your program, looking and being intrigued by the floor and the star and on your costumes. Okay, good luck to you. Okay, here we go. Opening pose, intriguing.
Good texture.
Okay, on the sachet's left, sachet's right, make sure that timing on that is really good. Positively in then the time. Turnouts and contrary motion moves here work really well. Add on here. Intervals here. Intervals here in spatial relationships and orientation within that form. Nicely handled. Rotation right there, that was a little bit premature. Recommend a pivot place between the two center people. Okay, lower body orchestration there. Staging is handled very nicely. Okay, try to smooth out. This development here in the bass drums, I'm not sure how that's supposed to work, but okay. Okay, the lines between the front and the back and where the bass drums are a little bit close, so just the clarity of the lines and how that works together, you might want to separate them just a little bit to give a better readability of the form. Okay, hand, the gestural efforts and the bass drums not together. Okay, sticking. Of your body when you're doing the sidestep and making that happen. issue with intervals. Follow drills, it's just fluctuating. Spatial relationship. This. The idea of.
But obscurity is forever.
Okay. Okay, very powerful. Powerful ending on that. An excellent punctuation mark for this show. It sticks to the composition and the timbre of what you have going on. So I appreciate that writing. Very well. My big complaint, you're really working on uniformity of style with feet, and that's got to be even better than it is, especially a couple of people are bouncing up and down as they march forward or when they do the crossover footwork, and that has to be smoothed out so that, because they draw attention to themselves when you're moving in an ensemble way because they're different. Also, on all of your follow drills, when somebody's following directly behind somebody, they don't have an idea or a definition of how that spacing is supposed to look and how it's supposed to stay within the move that you're doing, the horizontal choreography part of it. So that needs to be better defined for you as well. Okay, lots of great things happening, and I applaud you. Thank you.